our rating time for Lem Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Irvine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum receives $700 from Ezra Seastrunk, the new automobile which Lum 1 learned to drive and wrecked all in the space of a couple of days. Contrary to Lum's general feeling for money, he decided this time to put it all in the bank and not to spend it foolishly. However, Squire Skim, aware of Lum's new wealth, suggested a fine investment, and it looked as though Lum was being drawn into a trap. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, I'm pretty sure most of you folks have heard about Miles Irvine, for it's almost three quarters of a century old. Yes, for many, many years, your druggist has been selling Miles Irvine. And today, thousands use this mild, dependable, and effective sedative when they want relaxation from occasional nervous tension. Now, probably you're like most of these people, too. You have an occasional sleepless night, and the next day, the lack of sleep makes you cross and irritable. Well, here's the way Miles Irvine can help you. Next time you find that nervous tension is keeping you from relaxing and enjoying your well-earned sleep, try Miles Irvine. It's guaranteed to satisfy you, or your money will be refunded. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Irvine at 25 cents and $1. You'll be glad you tried this reliable product, for Miles Irvine can help you have peaceful sleep. You'll feel rested and refreshed the next morning. So get genuine Irvine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Irvine, from your druggist. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Hill. Well, if you look in our little community today, we find Abner in the top of Dom's door telling Grandpap about Lum's new point of view. Listen.
Going to the county seat, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to ride in there and see Ulysses S. Quick, here. Left early this morning.
Ulysses?
Yeah.
Is he going into the county seat, sir?
Oh, there's some paint store there that always sends him a card whenever they get him some new paint.
You don't mean he's actually going to paint that barn he is after all these years?
Oh, no, no, no. He won't even buy no paint for that goes. But it always goes in, looks over what they got whenever they send him one of them cards, you know. And never can decide on what color he wants, so when he comes back home to think it over, well, you know it, he gets another card, does the same thing all over again.
Oh, he'll never paint that barn here.
Why, of course not, of course not. Been laying off to paint that barn ever since he built it, 32 years ago.
Yeah, if he'd have taken the time he spent talking about it in 32 years, he could have painted 100 barns.
Yeah. Yeah, he come awful close to doing it one time, 1921, I believe it was. Got himself a big paintbrush and a bucket of red paint.
Red, huh?
Yeah, that's what he decided on. Taking the cover off the bucket, stirred the paint up, and tipped the brush in, raised his arm to make the first stroke, and just in his warning called me to dinner. So he went in the hat, and that's the closest he ever done to paint in the barn.
Never went back, huh?
Well, he went back out there about a week later, I reckon. Painted all dried up. Fact is, I think that bucket of dried paint still sat there. Have to step over to get the barn over.
Well, Abner, I don't like to talk about poop, but just between you, would you say that Ulysses is lazy?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, Grandpap. He's just a fella that don't like to rush into things. He's cautious, you might say.
Cautious?
Yeah. Wants to make sure he's getting the right color, you know. Really might get the wrong one, and his barn would just be an eyesore.
Yeah, well, I never had thought about it just that way, yes. Well, what did Lum go with him for? Help him pick out the right color?
No, no, Lum went in to help our bill to the wholesale house, ordered a few things. But mostly went in to put his money in the bank.
Money?
Yeah.
What money?
Well, the money he got from Ezra Seastrunk. Ezra bought that red car from him, you know. Give him $700 cash for it.
$700?
Yeah.
You mean to sit there and tell me that Lum's running around loose with that kind of money in his pocket?
Yeah.
Oh, sister, Susie. I hate to think of what's going to happen to him. He's more likely bought the county courthouse by this time.
No, no, right there is where you're wrong, Grandpa. Lum is a changed man.
Sassy Fresh.
Yeah.
Sassy Fresh. They don't never change. Leastways, not his kind.
Well, now, just a minute. Let me tell you what happened
yesterday. I don't believe it.
Well, I'll admit it's hard to believe, but just let me tell you first. Old Squire Skimp come in here with a batch of big talk about a wonderful invest. See, he knows about Lum having
money. Oh, relieve it to that Squire. He can smell money like a bear can honey.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Lum raced out of here to follow Squire and get him all his money, and I raced out to try to save him. But I know that you know that Lum turned around all by himself, come back and never invested a nickel. Now, if that don't prove Lum's a changed man, I don't know what does.
Oh, that's too hard to believe, Abner. He must be making it up.
I ain't no such a thing. I just wish you could hear Lum talk. His ideas is all changed, man. He can see all the mistakes that he's made all these years, From now on, he's going to save all his money.
That's true. That's hard to believe.
I know it.
Hard to believe. Yeah. It just ain't possible. Oh, I say it ain't possible, then, of course. There's the case of Fraley Griffith.
Yeah?
Who? Fraley Griffith. You know Fraley, didn't you?
I don't believe I did, Grandpa.
Oh, you must have. Fraley Griffith.
Well, name don't even sound familiar to me.
Always wore his shoes on the wrong feet.
Wrong feet?
They say he done it to confuse people. I wouldn't know where he's going. Kind of a sneaky fella.
Well, I'm glad I never knowed him, man.
Oh, he weren't.
Oh, Brad,
he had his good points, but he was a lot like Loom.
Yeah.
Couldn't get his hands on a dollar bill without reaching out to make ends meet. Buy an oil well or something.
For a dollar? Oh, I'd like to get in on something like that myself.
Oh, I never meant that literally. I mean, he did.
Oh, I was going to say, I never knowed them things.
Well, I guess I better be getting along.
Well, wait a minute.
Save myself in the gun.
Oh, Grandpap, just a minute. What about this fella, Crayley, or somebody other there?
Oh, do you know him, Crayley Griffith? Nicest fella you ever want to meet. Had his bad points, of course.
Well, you said he was something like Plum.
Well, that's what I say. He had his bad points. Couldn't get his hands on a dollar bill without reaching out to make a little hint. Well, what's that?
Huh?
That big box you got sitting there, some canned goods sold in it. Haven't I sailed of some kind?
Oh, no, that's for the emergency food collection.
Oh. Well, as I was saying, this friend of yours, Fraley Griffith, was a bane of his woman's existence.
Huh.
Dreaded to see him get hold of any money.
Yeah.
Hardly ever had a decent thing to wear. But there was Fraley always going around big as life. You'd have thought he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
I know one day Fraley got $31.85 by cashing in a $1,000 insurance policy that belonged to his woman. And 10 minutes later, emergency food clutch.
Huh.
Is that what you said that box is for?
Oh, yeah.
What in the world is that?
Well, see, we've been appointed to headquarters for Pine Ridge for collecting victuals to send overseas to the folks that's in need over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, seems like we weren't doing good enough just by cutting down on the food we eat, the bread and fats and such as that.
Yeah, I know the country wasn't major enough to put it ought to.
So this food collection idea gives folks a chance to give something direct, you know. They can give either money or victuals. We're collecting both.
Well, see now, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
we've still got a fair-sized batch of potatoes over there in our potato cellar. I'll have Charity pull over a couple of bushels of them and throw them in there.
Now, what they need is canned goods, Grandpa.
Well, these ain't canned.
No, well, that's the trouble. Canned meat, fish, condensed milk, baby food, fruit. Vegetables, all such as that. See, they gotta have stuff they can ship over pretty easy.
Oh, I see.
Actually, I believe giving money is better.
Potatoes and spiral.
Yeah. You give money, well, then they can go buy the things that's the most needed over there, you know.
Well, you better take in the cash, too?
Yeah. Or if you want to, you can mail your check direct to the emergency food collection in New York City.
New York City.
That's all address you need, they said.
That's where Fraley Griffith headed up for one time. New York City.
Oh.
That was right after he got the money for the picture of one of his daughters.
What was that, beauty contest?
Well, not exactly. It was for advertisement. They run a magazine.
Oh.
Forget what they was advertising, but it started out, why be skinny and unpopular at the beach?
Beach?
And then it showed a picture of her in her bath jacket. Found you she never weighed 80 pounds soaking wet.
They paid for that?
Oh, yeah. And Fraley taking the money and headed out for New York City.
Yeah.
Never got there, though. On his way to the depot, he heard about the Mahjong craze, and he used the money to buy a Chinese restaurant. Thought Mahjong was something to eat. No, it's a kimono or something like that, I think. Anyways, that's the way it went for old Fraley. Year in and year out, always investing, always broke. Rich one day and poor the next.
Yeah.
Eat chicken one day and feathers the next.
I know the type.
Finally, it got so bad, his woman said she wouldn't put up with it no more. Either Fraley has many ways or she's going to separate him. Just take the youngins and pull out, leave him.
Get the roller on
him. Oh, yeah. Well, naturally, he never wanted that to happen.
Natural.
Because it was through them that he always got his money somehow or other. So Fraley said he'd learned his lesson good, and he's going to be a changed man.
That's just what Mom said.
So Fraley decided to show his woman he'd turned over a new leaf by going out and buying her a nice present.
Well, that was nice.
And he got the money for it by selling her a washing machine, the one she'd earned by taking in washings. But you know what happened on his way to buying that present?
But don't tell me, Grandpa. I just couldn't stand to hear nothing like that.
Well, man. Sir, he met a feller, and before he got done talking to him, Fraley had invested all that money in a Mexican jumping bean farm.
Oh, my.
And the crop failed.
Beans wouldn't jump on.
Wouldn't even budge.
Oh, that's terrible. Terrible.
But they struck oil on the land. And today, Fraley and his family live in a big castle in Florida, and he's one of the richest men in this country.
Well, I'll be a polka dotted pot.
So you see what a lesson that points out.
Yeah. What is the lesson?
Why, it's a... Well, I forget just what it is now, but I know it's a good one. And one every fellow ought to pattern himself after.
Well, I don't exactly understand it, but I know Rum is a changed man. As far as money's concerned, he's just about as smart a feller as ever draws a breath, Grandpa. I tell you, it does my heart good to know he's changed. I used to worry something wonderful when he'd go to the kennel and eat with his pockets full of money.
Yeah, he's just like a feller I used to know. Brady Griffith was his name.
Yeah, you told me about him.
Yes, Brady was a man that couldn't get his hands on a dollar without
risking. I don't believe him, if there comes old on. I'm sure lucky to have such a sensible man for a partner. Good old servitive law.
I'm back, and guess what? We're going to be rich. Just wait till you see what I bought. Something for the store.
The store?
5 cases of hats.
Hats?
Yes, sir, 5 cases of hats. This is the greatest money invest I ever made in my life.
Well, hold your hats, or rather, lungs hat. Here we go again. Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, every minute of every day, someone walks into a drugstore in this country and says to the druggist, "Give me a package of Alt Seltzer, please." Now, next time you go into your drugstore, say, "Give me 2 packages of Alt Seltzer." Yes, 2 packages instead of 1. It's wise to buy an extra package of Alka-Seltzer because then you always have it with you at home or away when you're troubled with occasional headaches, acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, or summer colds. You see, Alka-Seltzer is extra effective because it contains a dependable pain-relieving analgesic plus an effective alkalizer to help sweeten an upset stomach. Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to drink because it makes a sparkling, effervescent solution and it's refreshing to taste. Alka-Seltzer gives you extra value, too, because it's one product which is so good for so many ailments. Now, with all these extra benefits, you'll want an extra package of Alka-Seltzer next time you go to your drugstore. Buy 2 packages instead of 1. Then always keep 1 with you whether you're at home or away this summer. Remember, an extra package in your grip can come in handy on your trip. ¶¶